boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I found my glasses because I knew everybody was very worried that I've lost not one but two pairs of glasses.
Well, yeah, you were Squints McGee yesterday.
I was.
Because I'm concerned. I know your vision's not great. You're in charge of pressing buttons and stuff over there.
I could have taken us off the air, my bad.
I also, as a contact wearer, I'm like, I feel bad for you.
It was awful yesterday. Going in into, I've gone like an hour or two without my glasses on, fine. And an entire day, while having to look at screens and reading emails and you're squinting to even see, the drive home was horrific because I like, it's dark, could hardly see. And then I was starting to get a headache from not wearing my glasses. So then people breaking. Oh, I just, that light was the most sickening thing in my eyes.
But you had no idea where they were at, no. Which is also concerning.
We deep cleaned the entire house on Sunday. So I think at one point I would have found them, but I never did. So this morning I was like, let's check behind the bed. Maybe they fell through right behind it.
Now, did you rope neighbor man in?
Yes, I did.
This is now his problem.
Of course. Yes, it is. Of course. Thicker and thin and sickness and health.
Singing and not.
Exactly. So we raised the bed. We looked behind it. It's nowhere to be found. And you know where they were? Well, at least one. I still don't know where the other one
was. Was I right? Were they in the car?
No.
Oh, dang.
No. They were on the headboard of the bed behind something. I swear I looked yesterday.
What?
What?
On the headboard of your bed?
Yeah. And on our headboard, we've got, it's got like a shelf so you can put things up there. Mm. I put my water at night up there. Things like that.
You're brave. You got cats. Mine would be like, bonk. Enjoy.
You're dead now.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you found them.
I hate to bring this up because you get so jealous that my pets, the dogs and the cats, love to cuddle.
It hurts my feelings because neither of my cats
sleep in bed.
No, they will jump up in bed and like get some scritches, make a little biscuit, and then they're out of there. They don't sleep up there for long periods of time, so I get very upset when I hear other people get to cuddle with their cats.
Everybody's got a spot in the bed. Evie's at the bottom. Zah's between me and neighbor man or like right up next to us. Our newest cat, Maggie, she's right behind my head. Mm-hmm. Luna's cuddled in neighbor man's arms. And then Fat Mochi will usually be at my feet or cuddled right into my arms as well. But last night I woke up at midnight to a coughing fit, and I looked at my left and I'm like, oh my God, Fat Mochi's in my arms. Now, I know he wasn't there before I went to bed or like right before I fell asleep because I was calling for him and he wouldn't come.
Mm.
So at some point in the middle of the night, he came into my arms and snuggled right up next to me.
Like you're cradling him?
Yes. And I don't know if my body just knew what to do or what happened, if he just plopped his fat butt in there. I don't know. But I asked neighbor man and he did it. He said he didn't do it. So I was just cuddling my cat. Maybe he did.
Maybe he was like, God, I've had enough of her trying to hug up on me in my sleep. Let me put the cat there instead.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Have you heard about the Glambot drama?
Yeah, is this with J-Lo?
Sort of, but it's taken a turn. Obviously, it's awards season, and the Glambot is the viral videos you see of every celebrity, that it, like, slow-mo comes in, gets, like, a little video.
They're usually tossing their hair, or they're, like, turning around, but it's very slow-mo.
Uh-huh. And the guy that is in charge of the Glambot has also become, like, basically an influencer, I would say. His name is Cole, and he has the beautiful, long, curly hair that always like sets people up where they need to stand, lets them know where they need to look. And he seems like a really, really nice guy. Now, what first came about is at a recent award show, J-Lo stepped up for the Glambot.
At some point, you need to take the hint that you keep getting hated on for being mean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was getting hated on for being mean, I think I would do a reality
show. You'd overcompensate.
Yeah, and be way too nice at that point.
Overly nice.
Now, I think she's just owning the mean girl a little too much.
So Cole, who again directs the Glambot, he's always super, I mean, he recognizes people from past events and they sometimes will be like, oh my gosh, how are you? Even if they don't remember, they're acting like it to be polite. And he's being nice to J-Lo, like, you look amazing. Okay, you're going to stand here. Do you have, like, a little motion that you want to do? And she does not speak to him, does not look at him. And people took note of that, obviously. Now, he says that there's no drama, no tea, no shade. But now, he is in drama himself. Cole is.
Is he actually a mean person?
So there's been an email exchange resurfaced from 2019 where a bride, just a regular person, reached out to him requesting a quote for the glam bot. Now, it was very new at that time. And he responded saying, it's not cheap. If you feel like this is something that you might have in your budget range, I'm happy to discuss further. And the bride's like, okay, so where do I go for that? Like, do I reach out to you? Do you have a website? And he said, okay, it's $300,000 and I'll take a 10% deposit to secure the gear. And once I have the deposit, I can do a contract. Bride says, I'll circle back to you on Monday. And he says, if you wanted to know how much it cost, you just needed to ask. You don't need to pretend you're going to book it. AKA thinking like someone's just being nosy to see how expensive he is. And people are like, whoa, he's calling people poor. Like, how pretentious of him. I can't help but wonder, is this all because he was in the J-Lo? Are the J-Lo fans bringing this up?
They always do that.
Why is it resurfacing after 2019?
Uh-huh. It's cancel culture.
All over the glam bots.
Uh-huh. They'll find something. As soon as somebody's like, I might not like that celebrity, they're like, we're going to go digging for
not,
it.
Not J-Lo. I'm not getting on her bad side.
No, she looks mean.
You stay over there.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I need your help figuring out how I need to, punish my boyfriend Curly for not doing his chores.
Go on, I'm here for that.
This is what this job is all about, right? Is
putting them on blast.
Airing it out on the radio. It's really not that serious. But it is that serious. So just play along with me, okay? He had the day off
yesterday.
I'm ready
with the Bad Boys theme song at any point.
Yeah. You know, I was busy all weekend parking my butt on the couch watching College Dance Team Nationals. Mm-hmm. It's my Super Bowl. He knows that.
Even I know that.
And he's fine with that. He's like, I'm not going to bother you all weekend. Like, this is about you. This makes you happy. Great. I was not productive. I grocery shopped. That's it. I didn't clean. I didn't pick up anything. I didn't do laundry. I didn't do anything except watch dance. So on Sunday, I said, would you mind vacuuming tomorrow, aka Monday? He has the day off. He's like, yes, I will do it. I get home last night and I go, did you vacuum? And he says, oh no, I did not vacuum. I'm like, okay, that's upsetting. He also has today off. So when I left this morning, I said, are you going to vacuum for me today? And he goes, yes, I promise, I swear. Like, I know I'm in trouble. You're kind of scaring me right now. Like, yes, because now we're on day two. And if you don't do it today, I don't know what's going to happen. And he goes, are you going to take away my car?
Oh, my God.
He goes, can you imagine if I had to call into work and say my girlfriend took my car away because I haven't vacuumed? And I said, you know what? That's actually kind of not a bad idea. I'm not opposed.
Oh, my God.
All for vacuuming. It could have been done 2 days ago.
And you could have done it too. Here's what I get a little irritated is when we have to start acting like their mom. And I'm saying, do not get paid enough for that.
I don't get paid at all. What am I getting paid in?
And the moms don't even get paid for it. But you know what? I'm like, I don't qualify for that. But why do I have to act like that sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you take the car away because he should still have to suffer and like go to work, right? Nobody wants to.
You have a point there.
You take away the video games.
I take away one cord.
Now, wait a minute. How crazy do you want to go?
I'll take away.
I need a level of 1 to 10. 10's being super crazy. She might get arrested.
Oh,
one's being, I'll let it slide.
I'm saying like 4 or 5. You know, he's normally very good. This is his first offense probably in a long time.
I really wanted it to be like an 8, 9, or 10.
Well, tell me what your idea was. I guess.
To pour orange juice all over his video games. I don't know why that sounded like fun.
I think that would be the end of the relationship.
I'm pretty positive that Bruno Mars has been listening to the show.
Hey.
Hope you're big fans of the work that we do.
24-karat magic. Hey.
Are you auditioning to be his backup singer? Like, what is going
maybe,
on?
You know what? Maybe.
Bruno Mars, call us. 319-200.
I'll do it for a discount.
Yeah, she's cheap.
You know, if needed.
Okay, but I'm pretty positive he's been listening to the show because our coworker Loretta spotted something about his new song that we've been playing here on Z102.9. It's called I Just Might. Yesterday, she discovered that Bruno Mars actually copied us.
He sampled, as the artists say.
Exactly. Sampled me. If you know anything about Stuff the Wagon, which we do every year in like November, December, we ask you to drop off donations for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. When it gets close to crunch time, I will always do something that I like to call the Stuff the Wagon alarm.
Whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Everybody knows that. And Loretta caught that Bruno Mars' new song, I Just Might, sounds a little familiar. That's me.
I mean,
it's not me, but you totally stole me.
But the whoa, whoa.
It's me.
It is. It's like you predicted it was coming.
And I know you're listening. You're like, okay, that's a little bit of a stretch. Is it though? That's me.
If you played that, I would know no difference.
I'm on the Bruno Mars song because Bruno Mars has been listening to our show and he stole me.
How do we get his attention?
We sue him. I don't know.
For $1.
You missed it. We were just talking about how I think Bruno Mars has been listening to the show because, if you know, around Stuff the Wagon, I'll sound the alarm. It's like, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah.
And in his new song, I Just Might, towards the end, he literally goes, woo, 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 which is literally identical to Stuff the Wagon.
It's uncanny.
I jokingly told you that we would sue him. But in all actuality, would you ever want to go up against like a celebrity like that in a court case?
Well, no shade, but it sounds like he's already in some financial trouble from what the people say. So if I had to choose one, it would be Bruno.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I have results, and it's rare for us to have results to a scientific experiment.
We're scientists now.
But we did our homework. Well, at least I did. I guess we'll find out if you did. So this has happened over the last couple days. I was gone on Friday.
Yep.
Destiny did the Taylor window update on her own. Very excited about it and happened to notice that I haven't even noticed. Over like to the left of the radio station, there's a fire hydrant and it's green.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was weird because normally they're red. Just like that's what you see in the movies and the videos and all those things.
Yeah, hey, dogs peeing on them.
Yeah, and I told you that I thought it was odd that that's green because when I was in Dallas, they were silver with like pops of blue. You know, a nod towards
like the Cowboys. That makes sense. So we're like, is that just ours? Is it everywhere? Then somebody texted in and said, it was 0184, said, I'm on Center Point Road and see green between Collins and Blair's Ferry.
Okay.
Green fire hydrants. And red fire hydrants in Hiawatha. Okay?
So not all hydrants are created equally.
Well, yeah. And now, oh my gosh, is it a City of Cedar Rapids thing? Because obviously Hiawatha is red. You live in Marion. I live in North Liberty. We made a pact.
That we would look at our hydrants last night.
Yes. And I did.
Show me your hydrants.
Can I tell you? City of North Liberty. Boring.
Are they red?
They're red.
I knew it.
Not, and come I mean, now, I made sure to pay attention as I was getting off the interstate and then in my neighborhood, and they were red. I will tell you, I also continued my homework coming into work today as I was coming into the radio station. I came on 33rd Ave, all green hydrants. Every single one.
Okay. So is it like the city of Cedar Rapids is just green? Like, what is going on?
So what,
why are green? Are they special? Did they spit out Sprite?
Oh, God, that'd be so nice. God, that would be nice. Is Marion red?
Marion is red. We're boring over in Marion, at least from my area. And it's funny enough, I discovered my neighbor, next door neighbor, they got a hydrant. So my house is safe if it ever catches on fire.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you feel better about yourself.
Just always making it about myself.
I still have questions.
I have created a monster with my boyfriend, neighbor man. He is getting way too many of my traits, habits, things like that. He's catching on. He's got the sickness.
You've become one.
Yes. If you know anything about me while listening to the show, you know that I'm obsessed with my email. I love a good email. I love writing a good email. But with that email comes an Outlook calendar. God, do I love my Outlook calendar. I literally send calendar invites for stupid reasons.
You force upon others your calendar invites. But I get it, because that's how you stay sane.
Yeah.
Is being overly organized.
Yes. And not only do I have my Outlook calendar, I now have like a little planner that I take with me everywhere to mm-hmm. all my meetings in case someone wants to invite me out. I don't know.
Oh, she's popular.
I was telling my boyfriend Abraham that I'm really loving my new planner because I'd be putting really important things in there, like, hey, we need to change our furnace filter.
Mm.
And he goes, you know what? I kind of want one. I think I want one. And I'm like, oh,
a planner?
A planner. I will be happy to buy you one, because the one I have, great, 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, no. There was going to be a, like, it almost looks like a computer desktop, to be quite honest with you, calendar that he was going to buy me at the store for Christmas. Maybe you have it at home, but it's supposed to be like, you know, for families to keep track of when soccer practice is
uh-huh.
or when's a dental appointment, things like that. He was about to buy me that for Christmas because he knows how much I love calendars and my emails and things like that. Now he wants one. Mm-hmm. He's like, if I got that and we put it on the wall, you could put in that dinner tonight's chicken and I wouldn't forget like I always do.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, I could put in chores in there for you too. And he loved it.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, then I don't have to bother you. This man wants a calendar. I have created a monster.
See, I know how this goes, though, and that is man eyes. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to forget what the calendar is on the wall?
He's not going to be, oh, I didn't see it.
It was right there?
It wasn't where it normally was. As much as I'd love to be taking an online quiz to find out what type of hot sauce I am right now, probably Cholula.
Good one.
I want to do like a real life version, which is, what coworker are you? Now, I don't mean like the basic stuff. You brought this to my attention today, Destiny, and not even on purpose, that I am the crafty coworker.
She is.
And I own that. Because you came to me and said, do you have a glue stick?
No, first off, I want to cut you off just a split second, because we have a closet where there's supplies.
Yeah.
Glue, pens, pencils.
Sharpies.
Everything you can name galore. I didn't go to the closet. I chose to go to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were a guarantee in my mind to have a glue stick.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I did?
She did. I did. Because one thing about me is I always have my supplies on mm-hmm. hand. I have had, even beyond you, people come in asking for paint markers or chalk markers
uh-huh.
or pipe cleaners or, oh, do you have any like sparkle foam board? Why do I have it all? I don't know. Because people be asking me to make things. So now I'm like, that's me. I'd like that title as the crafty coworker.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ask me to make you anything because I don't want to.
She's a crafty coworker that's always off
the clock. Selfish one. Yeah. So now I'm like, what kind of, okay, sorry. I know that you're not the crafty one.
No, I can't even draw a stick person.
Not at all. So what are you?
The venter. No, that makes it sound like I'm venting to people. No.
The venter.
People constantly stop at my office and they feel the need, and that's okay, to vent about something, whether it's their dog is, you know, being a pain at home to significant others, to they're mad at their coworkers. I am the venter. And I will have door shut because I am behind on work and everyone's like, oh, well, we got to go vent to Destiny. And here's the thing, is it looks like I'm gossiping, and I know that's what HR thinks. It's not. They came to me. I didn't go seeking.
You
think I want to vent? I want to hear somebody else vent? No, but
can I suggest something? You need
that I get a like a couch for them to lay down, because it's like a free therapy session.
Well, that would be nice.
I know.
I'd find that comfortable.
Because you're in my office venting.
Rarely you bother me. No, my idea is, this is now therapy.
Now we're both just trying to get each other in trouble with HR. Can you
no,
see?
No, I think you need two versions of signs, when you're open for business and when you're not.
I'm never open. I don't want to hear it.
Well, don't be selfish. I think you need to have a no parking zone when you're like, don't bother me.
Yes.
And then loading zone so people can come in and unload on you. You know, like the library, it's like 10 minute loading zone. What?
You said for them to unload on me.
Well, I'm just trying to be helpful, you sicko.
My boyfriend neighbor man got harassed by one of our listeners. Big fan of those girls in the afternoon.
You guys, don't do that. We're not telling you to do that.
Well, I mean,
everybody chill out.
I mean, if you're going to harass anyone, I guess I am down that it is neighbor man. We're sensitive Gus's here
you
in the studio.
You speak for yourself over there. I don't want to get in trouble.
No, he got harassed today at work because someone put two and two together and they figured out he's neighbor man.
Oh my God. It's what? Like unlocking the most strange
like Easter gem. Egg yeah. in Eastern Iowa. Yeah. So he goes by Neighbor Man. You don't know his real name unless you guess you put two and two together as well. But they figured out where he works. They figured out who he is. And they were harassing him today. Not because they know who he is. Because he hasn't proposed yet. And you know what? I was like, I don't know who you are. But thank you for putting in the work. Because you know who... you know who has to deal with that harassment on a daily basis? It's me. I'm the one who has to see the text messages that are like, are you proposed yet? Which I love. Don't get mad, right? Or they call us and they're like, has she gotten engaged yet? I'm the one who has to deal with it. And I'm not the one who has to put in the work for it. And it will happen all the time in meetings. We'll just be in a meeting and they're like, oh, I guess she's not proposed to yet. I think it's about time we start harassing him for that.
Well, what was it? Can I ask? How did he handle this? Was he just like, ha ha, get out or what? Like, what did he do?
Kicked him out?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do it yet, but you're also kicked out of this. No, he didn't. I don't think he did. I think they got to enjoy their time.
So what if that actually, I don't want to be the one to make
here
you
we go.
Start spiraling, but I'm like, what if that helps?
If anybody wants to put in the work for me, please do. Because I'm tired of asking.
This is like Destiny's personal engagement street team. I want to talk about something that Destiny judged me for last night, okay? Because I feel like somebody out there is going to get me for just being me.
Okay. Wait, I wasn't laughing at you for that. I just, the attitude was what I was laughing at.
You so graciously picked me up a cotton candy flavored cold foam that's out right now. Because it's what we do for each other. If it's birthday cake, if it's Dubai chocolate, you know I love cotton candy.
I do.
You found it before I did. You picked some up at the store over the weekend and you brought it to me yesterday. And as we're leaving, you're like, don't forget to grab it out of the fridge. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for you to try it. And I'm like, oh, sweetie, I'm going to squirt it in my mouth right now. I'm going to try it immediately. Like, what do you mean? I can't wait for you to try it. I'm doing it now. And you go, oh my God, you're serious.
So she took, it's like in a, like a Cool Whip. I don't know.
It's like whipped cream.
Whipped cream and just sprayed it in her mouth. And I'm not, you know, dogging on what
you did. It was judgmental. It was.
Because I do the thing at home. You ever just open the refrigerator and you're just like, I think I need a little squirt.
Yeah, frequently. I do.
A little high. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I open it up and I'll squirt it in my mouth as well.
But like, what's the judgment that I did it in front of you?
I just couldn't believe I thought you would wait to get home to try this. No, you just yanked the top off and you were like, we're trying this now as I walk out the door of these buildings.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's just squirting cotton candy Cool Whip in her mouth.
And I don't regret it. And I would do it again. And I will do it again.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One thing that I know you know and love, Destiny, is the Maury show.
I love it! Sorry.
Like, something you still watch on sick days.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever wondered, because that show is done and over with. I mean, it was at its peak in the 90s and early 2000s. So those are the best episodes. Have you ever wondered where those people are today?
I mean, no, just because I got a lot going on. My brain is...
Okay.
Well, I don't even know what color my underwear is today. Right. So you want me to think of something from the 90s? I'm just saying.
Okay,
my
brain's not all there. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about it against your will, okay? Because there, I saw going viral a Maury Show baby.
Okay.
Because you know what the Maury Show is known for. That is, you are the father or you are not the father, right? Her name is Rihanna, and she found out, she turned 18 years old, and her mom, Melissa, came to her and said, I've been keeping this from you because I'm really embarrassed about it. But you were on the Maury Show as a 3-month-old.
Oh, my God.
And I want you to know about it. She was, like, super, like, because she just feels ashamed. She feels embarrassed about it because at the time when she was on the show in 1999, she said at that point you couldn't get an over-the-counter DNA test to, like, just do it on your own. She thought she was doing the right thing. The boyfriend at the time, they got in a fight, and he was denying that it was her child. It was his child. And so they went on the show, and she kept this from her because she thought her kid would also be embarrassed that she was a Maury Show kid. Rihanna's like, this is the coolest thing.
No,
oh
I would
my
love it.
God.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, besides the point of like, that is one of my favorite shows, I think it'd be cool to be like, oh, my parents put me in a Gerber commercial or something.
Right.
That would be so cool.
Right. Well, and she found out, she knew who her dad was because he did end up being the father.
Nice.
From that show. But she was like, I have watched the VCR taping of the show now. I've seen it for myself, and that she went through a hard time growing up trying to get in contact with her dad, who clearly just, it wasn't going to work out on his end. And she's like, watching that made me realize he wanted nothing to do with me. I'm proud of my mom for standing up for herself. And now I have the coolest icebreaker fact ever, which is I was a Maury baby.
That is literally what I was just going to tell you, is that imagine two truths and a lie moving forward for her. No one's going to believe that she was on the Maury show, but she's going to be able to say, I was on the Maury show.
I would never shut up about it, ever.
You are the father.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Just when I thought, you know, starting to act my age, which is 30 years old. Nope.
Wrong-o.
I am a picky eater. And I was really, really bad as a kid. Oh, my God. It was like corn dogs and I would throw a fit for dinner. You know, I only wanted like chicken nuggets and french fries. And moms and dads out there, I know you have a kid like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was me. But as I've gotten older, I've like expanded. I'm trying all sorts of different things. I had sushi in the last 5 years. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, that was big. I will say, even from the time that I have known you, you thought I was just the most cultured person eating sushi. And so I'm like, girl, get with it.
I really need
to try some different cuisines.
She's very cultured over there.
Yeah. But you have. You try all sorts of things.
Now I'm like more into it, except for there are still some things that I'm going to throw my toddler tantrum about. One of them being salmon. And I try really hard to enjoy just like salmon made for dinner. But after like 3 bites, I'm not going to lie, I'm like gagging. Okay. But I know my boyfriend neighbor man really likes it. So I just force myself to eat it, but I can only handle like 3 or 4 bites.
Which is hilarious, by the way, because you eat salmon packets.
Wait, I don't understand the difference, because salmon packets, I eat just with nothing else, just out of the packet. Same with tuna. Like, I'm just eating out of the packet.
All respect, but that is gross to me. You know what I mean?
No, I know. But last night, I think I understand why I was having the salmon ick when it came to like cooking it versus just in a packet.
Because how are you guys cooking it? In the oven?
No, we cook it on like the frying pan, skillet. Yeah.
Oh.
It's the skin. It's the skin that makes me gag. I can't.
Well, you should have told me that. I would have told you a long time to get the kind that's skinless.
Well, where were you? This whole time we've been buying skin.
Well, you didn't tell me you were getting it straight from the ocean.
You didn't ask me if I went to the Cedar River and I was like fishing for salmon.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad that you learned your lesson. I need help brainstorming what I can ask for when I'm having a bad day. You know, you get home and you like had a long day at work or something happened that like puts you in that mood.
Mm-hmm.
And you hope that your partner is like, oh my gosh, what do you need? What can I do for you? This happened to me last night. I was just in a sour, rotten mood. We had dinner. I'm like pouting.
I probably created it. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, actually, I don't think you did.
Oh, thank God.
But I was just pouting on the couch. We had eaten dinner. Love Island's on TV. And I'm just feeling sour. And my boyfriend, Curly, obviously could feel that. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry that you feel that way. Like, what do you need? Do you need some candy? Do you want some ice cream? And I'm like, normally I'd say yes, but no. Like, I'm not hungry. I don't really want the sweets. I feel like I need I don't want to have to rely on a snack mm-hmm. when I'm feeling off. You know what I'm saying? So what else? What do you ask for?
Majority of the time I do ask for snacks or food because I love a good
same.
Meal. But if I'm not doing that or it's like not the right time for food, then I will just tell him I need him to tell me why he loves me.
Oh.
I did this last night.
Really?
I'm like, can you just tell me why you love me?
Okay, can you? I need you to shut your eyes and picture me doing what you just did.
Well, I know you wouldn't do baby talk. We do. That's our thing. We even, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're that kind of relationship. But I did say that to him, and he'll say the same things normally, which is you're patient, kind, caring. But last night he goes, you know what? I was thinking about it earlier today. I had a new word for you.
Oh?
But then he never thought of it.
Oh, God.
I kept pressuring him every 30 seconds. I'm like, okay, so where's this new word you thought of me? He goes, like, I still don't have it yet. So then at the end of it, I told him, well, I guess you don't love me if you can't remember the word.
Okay, so this was horrible advice because it sounds like you got more upset than you started.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Today is National Popcorn Day. So in honor
of... Woohoo! I think, feel like you were waiting for like a roar of applause. Yeah!
No, I know I was getting that from you because you're mad I didn't bring popcorn to celebrate National Popcorn Day.
I feel like you could have ran to like a movie theater. You know? It is the best.
They are. God.
With lots of butter. I mean, like an insane amount of butter.
I know the day that I get these braces off, I am driving to the nearest movie theater and I am getting the largest.
Can I come? Just because I want it. I have nothing to celebrate.
Yes. Well, today is National Popcorn Day. And the trivia question is, popcorn is the official state snack of what state? Now, this is all funsies. Don't cheat.
Thank you for the disclaimer.
Well, people be, you know, Googling. We know. We know.
We do. We're everywhere, just like the movie theaters.
We're all around you.
Around you. Can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I always made my ears tickle.
Oh, it is like a nice sensation.
It did. It
That's
is.
The OG ASMR before it became is. Cool. We're on to something.
Mm-hmm. We are. Popcorn is the official state snack of what state?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I would just go a little light on dinner tonight. Save room for popcorn.
I need to pick some up. I want movie theater. I'm staying by it. I am.
She don't want no microwavable popcorn.
I mean, that's good, but it's just not the same.
It's not as salty, not as buttery.
Buttery. Oh.
Popcorn, National Popcorn Day is today, so I'm doing a trivia question about popcorn. Popcorn is the official state snack of what state?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, Casey said, I want to say California for the amount of studios that are there. Like movie stars, Hollywood.
Well, can I tell you something, Casey, which is you might be on to something because as I'm looking up fun facts about popcorn, did you know at movie theaters they sell more popcorn than they do movie tickets?
Okay, that just hurt my brain.
I know.
What?
Yeah, they sell more. They make more money selling popcorn than they do.
Well, movie tickets. All love to the movie theaters, but my God, charging an arm and a leg. For that popcorn, and it's worth it.
It is. You know what? And then when they let you have free refills, I'm like, we're hitting this up. I don't care that I'm full. Do you know how much I just paid for this bucket?
I'm bringing a bag for the popcorn to take home. I'm going to be the bag lady that takes home.
We're going
to
talk about that in 2 seconds. Okay. Hold on. 1847 said Ohio. What's going on in Ohio?
I don't know.
Oh.
I literally know nothing about
Ohio. I don't even know where it is on the map.
I have no idea.
Up, down.
1056 said Indiana.
Aren't they the Huskers?
No.
Who's the?
They're the Hoosiers. Don't ask me what a Hoosier is because I have no idea.
Is the Huskers Nebraska?
Correct.
Oh my God, I'm so good.
So close.
I really hope nobody from our sports station is listening. Sorry.
Hey, I also wanted to mention Casey said, P.S. you guys are the best afternoon evening hosts ever. Do you think that after that little stunt she just pulled? Thank you so much.
And also, please send that to our bosses.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
I think they need to hear it.
I love that you support our mess ups. Thank you so much.
Popcorn is the official state snack of what state? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs.
Did you see that? I think it was over the weekend. There was a movie theater that was letting people bring in like any bucket they want up to like five.
Stop it.
So people were bringing in Lowe's buckets. Like a Menards
bucket. I'd bring in a freaking bathtub. I swear to God, I'll find one.
I'm going to bathe in popcorn tonight.
Yes. Can we go?
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Man, just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Today is National Popcorn Day, and the trivia question was, popcorn is the official state snack of what state?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Illinois. Illinois is the official state snack of popcorn. That didn't make sense, but you know what it meant. Their official snack is popcorn.
Can't help but say, back off. I feel like that's like kind of stepping on our thing, which is corn.
Right. We know corn. Nebraska knows corn. And I know you know it too, Illinois, but we know it better.
We do. And we don't even have a state anything.
We don't have a state snack. No, we don't, which is dumb. I'll never understand that. At least corn on the cob. I mean, for the love of God. Who are those cookies from the Des Moines, or the state fair? That should be our snack. Oh, my God, because everybody knows what cookie I'm talking about.
Or a scotcheroo.
Yeah, because other states don't
Puppy
know
chow.
This went from let's get quizzical to let's determine what state
we are
snack.
Writing the government.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.